Just checking. Yes? Am I coming through? Yes? Good? Let me just... Good morning. It's very good to be with you again.
早上好，非常高兴又和大家见面。
Is that better? Still not? Yes. Oh, all right. Now everybody can hear. It's very good to be with you again.
非常高兴又能够和大家见面。
It's been quite some time.
已经有一段时间没和大家见面了。
And I know that it's impossible for you to remember.
可能对大家来说不太可能记住我上次什么时候来。
Almost impossible.
几乎不可能。
The last time I spoke here, I spoke from 1 Peter chapter 1.
上一次我来和大家分享的就是彼得前书第一章。
And today I'm continuing.
今天我继续来分享。
You have to remember everything from chapter 1.
你必须能够记住第一章彼得一书第一章讲的内容。
But first I want to tell you a little bit about something that is happening in Kenya.
但是我想首先呢介绍一下正在肯尼亚发生的一些事情。
This is the story of a new church that was planted in Kenya in 1 week.
这是有关一个在肯尼亚新建的一个教堂，这个教堂在一个星期之内建立起来。
They did one-on-one witnessing to people.
在这个教会里头有一对一的这个做的见证。
They went from door to door in the village.
也有这个门对门的在村庄里面门对门的传福音。
They had a revival crusade.
那里也有有关复兴的征战。
Usually they cast out demons during these crusades.
他们经常在这个这种征战中来赶鬼。
And then they showed a Christian film.
我们也放映一些基督教的电影。
And then they did training for the church leaders.
还有有关教会领袖的培训。
And then they built the actual building for the church to meet in.
也有建立这个教会这个教堂。
And then they had communion on the first Sunday.
Say that again.
Communion on the first Sunday.
他们还有这个在这个第一个星期日的举办。
And all of this happened in 1 week.
有这个领圣餐，这些都发生在一星期之内。
So here is Ishmael who is leading the service.
这是一个来带领这次聚会的人。
And here they are having the campaign.
这还有这个他们的这个聚会的征战。
And here they purchase materials for the building.
这他们买了一些材料来建教堂。
And here they've put up the frame for the building.
这里面他们把这个教会的骨架搭起来，建筑的骨架。
There's the building completed, ready for Sunday.
这个教会就建立起来了。
And there's all the members inside of the church building or outside the building.
所有教会的这些成员在教堂前来挥手。
Now that's not how it works in the big city.
这种做法可能在大的城市。
But in the rural area, this is how they do it.
如果在乡村呢，这就是他们日常的一种形式。
And here they are breaking the bread and having communion on their first Sunday in the new building.
这是在他们第一次聚会的时候做领圣餐分饼。
So I would encourage you to pray for our brothers and sisters in this new church.
我也邀请大家能够为我们在肯尼亚的弟兄姐妹来祷告。
In fact, why don't we stop right now and pray for them?
我们为什么不现在就停下来为他们祷告？
Now it's already in the afternoon over there.
现在的肯尼亚已经是下午了。
Father,
天父啊，
I pray for this new church.
我为这些新建的教会向您祷告。
For those new believers who are there.
也为那些教会的新的信徒祷告。
Would you strengthen them?
请你来坚固他们。
Cause this church to be a bright light in that community.
让这个教会成为在他们社区里面的光。
We ask it in Jesus' name.
我奉你的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
So I'm returning to Kenya in the month of May.
我要 you're returning.
I will be going back to Kenya.
我要在五月份再回到肯尼亚。
So I'm not going to this village.
我不会去这个村庄了。
But nevertheless, I would appreciate your prayers for me as I return there in May.
但是我很感谢你们，如果愿意为我回去祷告。
What do you think? Who is this person?
你们怎么想？这是个什么人？
Do you know?
你们知道吗？
Can you tell exactly who this is?
你能准确地说他是个什么样的人？
Looks like he's hiding.
看上去他想藏起他自己。
What about this person?
这个人又是什么样的？
Who is the real woman in this picture?
这个相片中的女人到底是个什么样的人呢？
Does she have another mask under this one?
她是不是还有一个面具在她第二张脸后面？
What about this person?
这个人又是什么人？
Is this a man trying to look like a woman or a woman trying to look like a man?
这个人是一个男人想把自己看成女人，或者反过来，一个女人想把她看成男人。
The Bible tells us who we are.
这圣经告诉我们，我们是谁。
And this morning, I want to tell you who you are.
今天早晨我想告诉你们，你是
谁。Now you may think I know who I am.
你可能想，哦，我已经知道我是谁了。
But I want to say to you that the Bible has a lot to say about this.
但是我想告诉大家，圣经有关你是谁有很多要说的。
It says that you are a priest.
他说你是一个祭司。
And you are a priest.
你也是个祭司。
Did you know that?
你们知道吗？你们是祭司。
Don't allow you to think don't allow yourself to think that I'm nobody special.
请你们不要想你们一无是处。
Or I need to look like something else in order to be somebody special.
如果我想变得一些有特殊的话，我一定得成为另外一个样子的人。
We all look different.
我们看上去都是不一样的。
But what we look like is not the core of who we are.
但是你看上去什么样，并不是你真实的重要的那部分。
It's very important for us to have a strong sense of our own identity.
非常重要的是，我们必须有一个非常强烈的对自己身份的一个认同和一个认识。
You don't have to invent yourself.
你不需要重新发明自己。
Get it?
Yeah.
Okay. So, what do you think of when you hear the word priest?
当你听到这个祭司这个词儿，你是怎么想的？
Well, you might think this is a priest.
你可能想这个人看上去是像一个祭司。
Or these are priests.
或者这些人看上去像。
Or this is a priest.
或者这个人。看上去更像一个祭司。
So, are you a real priest?
那么你真正的是个祭司吗？
Or you're just a make-believe priest?
或者你就是一个相信祭司。
Pretending priest.
假装你是个好像你是个祭司。
So in the Bible, when the word priest is used,
在圣经里当祭司这个词被使用的时候。
We're reminded of the Old Testament, where the nation of Israel had a tabernacle and priests.
那么我们经常会想到，在旧约时代，圣经告诉我们的那时候的情况是那个聚会都是在这样的一个帐幕里面。
So here are all the people camped around the tabernacle.
其他的人呢，全都住在这个会幕的四周，帐幕的四周。
And the presence of God was here in the tabernacle.
神的同在呢，就是在这个帐幕里面。
And there were priests who particularly served in the tabernacle.
那么祭司呢，就是特殊的在这个帐幕、这个帐篷里面来服侍神的。
This is the Solomon, the temple that Solomon built.
这个呢，就是一个殿，是所罗门王建的。
Similarly, this was the place where the presence of God existed in a special way.
类似的，在中间呢，这个高大的建筑呢，就是神同在的场所。
And remember that there was only one tribe of Israel that could be priests.
另外大家注意的是，只有一个以色列的支派能够成为祭司。
Only the tribe of Levi.
只有利未的这个支派可以做祭司。
If you are not of the tribe of Levi.
如果你不是利未支派的人，
you couldn't be a priest.
你就不能够成为一个祭司。
So here is the high priest offering incense.
这就是个大祭司
offering incense.
他是个大祭司，来提供这个祭物，来献祭的。
Got it. And so it was a very special thing among the Jewish people to be a priest.
所以在以色列人里面，成为一个祭司是非常特殊的一群人。
But the New Testament says you are a priest. If you are a child of God, if you are a Christian, you are also a priest.
那么在新约里面，圣经告诉我们，如果你是神的儿女，你是一个信徒，那你就是祭司。
In fact, there is much more, and you're going to remember all of this from chapter 1.
其实呢，除了在祭司以外，还有很多的。那么在圣经彼得一书前书第一章里都提到了。
The Apostle Peter says, "You are chosen by God."
使徒彼得说，你是被拣选的，被神拣选的。
You are sanctified, set apart for a special purpose.
你是分别为圣的。
You are sprinkled and cleansed.
你是用血洒的， 而且洗净的。
You have a new birth.
你是重生的，有新生命的。
You have a living hope.
你是有活泼的盼望的。
You have an inheritance reserved for you in heaven.
你是有神为你预备的永恒基业的。
You are shielded by the power of God.
你是被神的能力所护庇的，保护的。
You have salvation.
你是有救恩的。
You are redeemed or purchased by God.
你是被救赎的，你是被神赎回来的。
These are all gifts that God gives us.
这都是神给你们的礼物。
This is not about our behavior or trying to behave like a Christian.
这是不是有关于我们行为，不是看着照着你的行为。
These are all gifts that God gives us before we do anything.
这是我们在做任何事之前，神已经给我们的礼物。
I want you to understand that as a child of God, all of these benefits are ours.
我想知道，告诉你们，当我们成为神的儿女、孩子的时候，这些礼物都是为我们预备的。
And then he begins to talk also about the way in which we are supposed to behave.
之后，彼得，使徒彼得告诉我们，那么我们有了这些之后，我们应该怎么样来回应
？But he doesn't say be self-controlled so that you will be chosen.
但是彼得并没有说我们要去节制、控制自己，让我们能够被拣选。
First he says you are chosen.
他说你们首先是被拣选的。
And in view of all that we have been given.We are to act in a self-controlled way.
当我们看到神给我们这么多的时候，我们就应当有一种节制的行为来做回应。
He says, "Put your hope on the grace that is to be revealed in the future."
彼得还说，我们要把我们的盼望放在神给我们的恩典这样的一个未来的看见上。
Be holy,
并且成为圣洁。
He doesn't say, "Be holy so that you will have all of these things."
他并没有说哦，你们要成为圣洁，这样你就可以得到这些礼物。
He says, "Because you are all of these things."
他说，因为你有了这得到了这些礼物。
Be holy.
所以你要成为圣洁。
Live your life in reverence.
你要活出一个有尊严的生命。
Stay away from all kinds of sinful desires.
离开那些罪的诱惑和欲望。
Live good lives.
有一个活出一个好的生命。
Crave the milk of the word.
渴望灵里面的供应。
Love each other deeply.
深深的彼此相爱。
Get rid of all kinds of malice and deceit and hypocrisy and envy and slander.
除掉各种各样的恶毒、诡诈、伪善、嫉妒和毁谤。
So I want to remind you about this.
我希望你们能够记住这些。
It's because of what God has given us.
因为神给我们这些。
That we are called also to this.
被呼召来去做这些。
Are you with me?
你们听到了我说的。
Yes. Now you may have questions about this.
你们可能有一些问题。
You might say I'm not holy enough.
你可能说哦，我还不够圣洁。
I agree.
我同意。
You're probably not holy enough.
我想你可能不是足够圣洁。
But our calling is high.
但是我们的呼召是很高的。
And it's the goodness and grace of God that continually makes up for what we lack.
这也是因为神的恩典，来不停的来弥补我们的不足。
I want you to understand that each of us as Christians are a part of a growing building, a spiritual building, which is the global church in which you serve as a priest.
我想让大家知道，作为神家的一员，作为一个信徒，我们是在不断建造的神的灵宫的一部分。这灵宫呢，就是我们的教会。你们如同祭司一样在其中。
This morning, there are a relatively small number of us here.
Say that again.
There are only a relatively small number of us gathered here this morning.
今天我们来的人相对不是很多。
But we are part of something big.
我们是很大的一个部分的，很大的部分的一小部分。
We are part of a growing spiritual building.
我们是一个正在成长的一个大的建筑，大的教会的。一个部分。
And if you are a believer,
如果你是一个信徒，
you are a priest in that big building.
那你就是在这个大建筑里面的一个祭司。
Now Peter says this. Now Peter says this.
现在彼得又说。
As you come to him,
当你来到神面前的时候，
that is to Christ.
这个他就是耶稣基督。
And then Peter calls him a living stone.
然后彼得说，基督就是 活的石头。
Rejected by men, but chosen by God and precious to Him.
这个石头是被匠人所弃的，但是被神所拣选、所宝贵的。
This word, the stone, comes from Isaiah chapter 28.
这个词石头是从以赛亚书56章来的，28章。
This was a message given by Isaiah 700 years before.
这个信息以赛亚说的是在700年以前以赛亚说的这个信息。
And it comes from the middle of a message where Isaiah the prophet is denouncing the evil of Israel.
以赛亚说的这个时候的背景是以赛亚在谴责以色列的这个罪。
And Isaiah says to them,
以赛亚就这样说，对以色列人说，
You wicked people,
你们这些毒蛇的种类。
I am going to establish a living stone in the middle of all of that mess that you are living.
我要在这个这么大的混乱中建立设置这样一块石头。
And as you come to Christ now, you are coming to that living stone predicted by Isaiah 700 years ago.
当你们来到耶稣面前的时候，你就是来到这块石头面前。这块石头已经在700年前被以赛亚所预言。
Of course, Jesus was rejected by his generation.
我们可以看到，耶稣被他的同时代的人所弃绝。
And it's possible that we might be rejected just like him in some way.
也许我们在我们生命中也是这样，有时候来拒绝耶稣，就像当年的以色列人。
You are coming. You are chosen and precious also.
但是圣经告诉我们，你们是被拣选的，你们是
珍贵的。Chosen and precious.
你是被拣选和被宝贵的。
And you also are chosen and precious.
你们也是这样，以赛亚也是这样。
Now, I don't know if we fully believe this.
我不知道你们是否完全的相信这一点。
Can you say this?
你们可以这样说吗？
I am chosen and precious.
我是被拣选的，被宝贵的。
Did you hear what you said?
你们听到你们自己说的吗？
You know, when you came here this morning,
当你今天早晨来到这里的时候，
some of you women were putting on your makeup and everything just right.
有些女士可能化了妆。
Men were shaving.
男士可能要刮胡子。
But we're not special because of those things.
但是我们不是因为我们化妆了，我们刮胡子了，我们变得更特殊。
Are chosen and precious in the eyes of God.
我们被拣选被宝贵是在神的眼里被宝贵，就是因为我们的样子。不要忘记这一点。
We need to tell ourselves this.
我们必须告诉自己这样一件事。
That for each of us.
我们每一个人。
For us to say here this morning.
我们每个人今天早晨。
We are chosen and precious.
我是被拣选被宝贵的，
In the eyes of God.
在神的眼里。
Amen.
Amen.
You also are like living stones that are being built into a spiritual house to be a holy priesthood, offering spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God.
你们也像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所喜悦的、所悦纳的灵祭。
So.He is the stone, a living stone.
所以不是这个活的石头，活石。
And we also are like living stones being built on Him.
我们也像活石一样，但是建立在耶稣的这块活石上。
Just think about it.
我们好好想想。
Everybody here who is a believer this morning.
今天来的所有的信徒们。
Peter says you are a living stone, just like Him.
彼得说你们就像耶稣一样是活的石头。
Isn't this really an amazing picture?
这真的是很奇妙的，不是吗？
That all of us are being built into some sort of a huge spiritual house.
我们正在建立一个越来越大的灵宫。
He is the first stone, the living stone.
耶稣是第一块石头，是第一块活石。
And we are being added one after another stones into this big spiritual house.
我们每一个人都是在一点点的加在上面。
This is the global church that Jesus is building.
这就是 神普世教会是怎样建立的。
When Jesus said, "I will build my church,"
当耶稣说我要建立教会的时候
，This is what he's talking about.
这就是他所说的。
And in that global church, you are priests.
在这个普世的教会中，你就是祭司。
Offering spiritual sacrifices.
来献上圣洁的祭物。
Those Jewish priests were offering animals and incense.
在古代的以色列人，他们献的是动物。
But when we came together this morning,
当今天早晨来到这里的时候
，we were offering praise to our God as we sang.
我们献上我们的祷告。
Maybe you didn't realize.
可能你没有意识到。
But when you come together this morning,
当你们一起聚集的今天早晨一起聚集的时候
，and you sing together.
当你们一起唱歌的时候
，you are offering a sacrifice of praise.
你们就在献上你们的赞美。
All the priests in this room.
所有的人都是祭司。
Are offering this sacrifice of praise.
都是来献这些圣洁的。
The worship team that was leading us.
这个诗班敬拜团队带领我们。
They need to realize.
他们需要认识到。
This is not just the congregation.
这不是一个聚会，简单的聚会。
But that when we are singing.
当我们在唱的时候。
We are offering a sacrifice of praise. We are priests offering this sacrifice.
我们在向神献祭。我们在向神献祭。
And so for the worship team.
所以呢，对于诗班来说。
I want to say to you.
我希望对你说，对你们说。
You are doing something special.
你们在做一些特殊的事情。
But not just you.
但是不仅仅是你们。
Everybody here who understands what they are doing.
那么在这里，你如果任何人知道他在做什么的话。
They have the right.
他们有这样的一个权利。
To offer this sacrifice of praise themselves to God.
他们自己来向神来献祭，来献他们的感激和赞美。
Not going to a priest and say, "You do it for us."
牧师，你来做这些事儿，为我们。
Ourselves.
我们自己为自己做。
It says in Hebrews, "Therefore, let us offer through Jesus a continual sacrifice of praise to God, proclaiming our allegiance to His name."
希伯来书十三章十五节这样说：所以我们应当靠着耶稣，常常以颂赞为祭献给神，这就是那承认主名之人嘴唇的果子。
When you wake up in the morning,
当你早晨起来的时候
，you can offer a sacrifice of praise.
你可以献上你的感谢，献上你的祭。
When you go to bed at night.
当我们在夜里的时候
，you can offer a sacrifice of praise.
你也可以献上你感谢的祭。
When you come here.
当你来到这里的时候
，as a priest.
当你来到这里作为一个祭司来到这里的时候
，not because you have special clothes，
不是因为你有穿了个很特殊的衣服
，but because God declares you to be a priest，
只是因为神宣告说你们就是祭司。
For in Scripture it says, "See, I lay in a stone in Zion, a chosen and precious cornerstone, and the one who trusts in Him will never be put to shame."
圣经说，因为经上说，看哪，我把所拣选、所宝贵的房角石安放在锡安，信靠他的人必不至于羞愧。
So here we have the cornerstone.
这里我们可以看到这个房角石。
Or maybe it could be called the foundation stone.
或者是那个地基的石头。
And Jesus Himself is the big cornerstone on which the church is built.
那么耶稣就是建造教会的房角石。
I want you to understand that God has had a big plan from long ago.
我想让你们知道，神在很久很久以前就有一个很大的计划。
And here we are in 2019.
今年已经是2019年了。
And we get to be added, built on that cornerstone.
我们应该就在这个普世教会上继续来建立。
He says, "Now to those of you who believe."
那么圣经就说，那么对于你们这些相信的人说
，This stone is precious.
这个石头是十分宝贵。
We remember him. We love him.
我们纪念他，我们爱他。
But to those who do not believe.
但对那些不信的人呢
？The stone the builders rejected has become the capstone, and a stone that causes men to stumble, and a rock that makes them fall.
但那些不信的人，匠人所弃的石头， 你做了房角的头块石头，又说做了绊脚的石头，跌人的磐石。
So this morning here among us,
那么今天早晨在我们中间，
there may be some that don't believe yet.
还有一些人可能没有相信。
And others who have come to believe.
有些人已经相信了。
For those of you who believe, you say, "Oh yes, he is precious to us."
当那对那些信的人说，哦，这块石头是很宝贵，对我来说真的很宝贵。
But to those who don't believe,
但是对那些不相信的人来说
，Remember that when the builders were building this temple,
当请大家记住，当这个建筑师在建筑这个殿的时候
，The builders looked at this stone.
这个建筑的人工人看到这块石头
they looked at Jesus,
他们像看见耶稣
and they said, he doesn't fit, we'll put him aside.
他说这个不合适我把他放到一边去
For those who don't believe, it's just the same.
如果我们不相信那就是像刚才说的那样的情况
You say this Jesus, we'll put him aside.
我看到耶稣了我们把他放到一边
So there's a shocking difference between those who believe and those who don't believe.
所以大家看到这个有非常大的这个区别，在信的人和不信的人。
This Jesus becomes one who men stumble over.
那对那些不相信的人，这块石头就是一块石头，成为他们绊脚之物。
They don't understand or believe that he is who he said he was.
他们不相信耶稣所说的有关他自己的事。
And so they stumble over him and they fall.
所以他们在他上面跌倒。
They say, not him.
他们说哦，不是他。
And
没关系。
They will be humiliated because the one they rejected became the cornerstone.
这些不信的人最后要羞愧，因为他们弃绝了这个成为房角石耶稣。
So that for those leaders of Israel many years ago.
所以对那些很多年前的以色列人来说。
They said about Jesus, "We don't want him."
他们说，哦，我们不需要耶稣。
We don't accept him.
我们不接受他。
And they wanted him crucified.
他们希望耶稣被钉十字架。
This is their humiliation.
这是他们的耻辱羞愧。
It says they stumble because they disobey the message, which is also what they were destined for.
他们跌倒是因为他们拒绝福音，这也是他们注定的结局。
Now we may have a question about that sentence.
我们也许对这句话有一些问题。
But basically, it means that their disobedience fits their destiny.
基本上这个意思就是说，他们的不顺服就成为他们最终结局的一个原因，是有因果关系的。
But you, he said.
但是你们。
And he's coming back to those who believe.
我们回到那些相信的人。
He said, "You are a chosen people."
圣经说你们是被拣选的人。
It's so important as believers.
成为一个信徒是太重要的事情。
That we take into account what it is that God has done for us.
这样我们在神为我们做的事情里就有份。
That we are a part of that chosen people.
我们也成为那被拣选的人中的一员。
We are a royal priesthood, Peter says.
我们是一个有忠心的祭司，君尊的祭司。
A kingdom of priests.
是一个在祭司们的国度里面。
Not just a nation with one priestly tribe.
不是一个在仅仅是一个大族群里的一族人才能做祭司。
But a whole nation of priests.
而这个在这个国度里面。所有的人都是祭司。
Or as far as the church is concerned, a whole global building of priests.
那么在我们的教会的层面，就是所有的这个教会里面的信徒都是祭司。
He says you are a holy nation.
他说你是一个圣洁的国度。
He says you are a people belonging to God.
圣经说你们是属神的子民。
That you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.
要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入光明，要招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
So wherever we go today or this week,
如果今天去任何地方，或者这周要去任何地方
，we have the privilege of declaring his praises.
我们有这样的特权来宣告我们是这样的祭司。
We say to our neighbor,
我可以告诉我们的邻居。
Did you know?
你知道吗
that I have become a priest.
我成为了一个祭司。
Now, what do you think?
你们怎么想？
Are you going to tell anybody this week?
你们每个人这周会这么说吗？
You know, you might think I'm just an ordinary person.
你可能说哦，这就是一个普通的人。
I want you to know.
我
say that. I want you to know.
我希望你知道。
That I have become a priest.
我已经成为一个祭司。
And they look at you.
然后你的邻居看着你。
They say you are a priest.
他说你是个祭司。
You don't look like a priest.
我看你看上去真的不像。
Now you may have trouble explaining this.
你可能有一些困难来向你的邻居解释这事儿。
But inside your head.
但是在你的头脑里。
It's important for you to know who you are.
非常重要，你要知道你是谁。
You don't have to pretend that you're somebody else.
你不需要假装成为另一个人。
You don't have to say, I only wish I looked like somebody else.
你不需要说，你说哦，我真的希望我成为像他一样。
I was smart like somebody else.
我希望像那个人一样。
I lived a nice house like somebody else.
住在另外一个好的别人的好的房子里。
Peter says, don't think like that.
彼得说，你不要这么想。
God has done so much for you.
神已经做了这么多，为你做这么多。
Stand up straight. Stand up straight.
站直了。
And talk to yourself about who you really are.
对你自己说，你真正的是什么样的。
For us to be in a position where we are able to declare His praises.
在我们这样地位，我们可以来宣告和赞美。
He says there was a time when you were not a people.
圣经说你曾经你什么也不是。
But he says now you are the people of God.
但是你现在是神的子民。
Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
以前你没有被怜悯被连续，现在你被连续。
Wherever we go,
我们无论去哪儿，
we have this privilege.
我们有这样的一个特权。
Of being a priest.
这个特权就是成为祭司。
We declare his praises.
我们来宣告对他赞美。
And we get to help people around us be reconciled to God and reconciled to each other.
我们要和神和好，也要和周围的人和好。
There's a lot of need for that. There's a lot of need for that.
A lot of
it's very important for that to be done.
这些是是很重要要去做的。
So that for us to say to the people around us,
所以我们对我们身边的人说，
It's possible for everyone to become a part of the people of God.
任何人都可能成为神的国度的一部分。
It's such a privilege.
这是一个何等的权利。
We can help people be reconciled to each other.
我可以帮助人其他的人来和其他的人来和解。
People that are quarreling around you.
这些我们周围的人。
You're a priest.
你是一个祭司。
Step up.
站直了。
Help these people be reconciled to each other.
帮助这些人能够彼此和睦。
Now you might say.
你可能说。
I don't know how exactly.
我真的不知道该怎么做。
But you see, what God has done for us.
但是我们可以看神已经为我们做的。
Is to treat us so much better than what we deserve.
神对我们实在太好了，比起我们所应得的，对我们实在好的太多。
We are privileged to be His children.
我们成为他的子民，实在是一个荣幸，实在是一个特权。
This was costly for God.
对于神来说，这是一个无价的一个很大的一个付出。
This cost him his own life.
这个神付出了他的生命。
Reconciliation among people is also costly.
在人的和解也是非常无价的，是很宝贵的。
If you want to
要付代价的。
If you want to make peace with people that are quarreling, it will be costly.
如果你想让大家能够和平相处，这是要付代价的。
But which would you rather have?
但是你更愿意要哪些？
Peace or war?
你喜欢要平安、和平还是战争？
They are both costly.
两样都要付代价。
But which would you rather have?
但是你更愿意要哪个？
And we are these agents of peace.
我们是神的 和平的使者。
We may find that we don't know exactly how to facilitate reconciliation.
也许我们发现我们并不知道该怎样能够做，能够带来和平，带来和解。
But we do know that it's costly.
但是我们知道，这一定是要付代价的。
That it costs a great deal to make peace.
而且要付很大代价才能够达到和解。
If I have a quarrel with my brother,
如果我和我的兄弟有一个争执
，I could make peace with him.
我可能可以和他和解。
But I am too proud.
但是我太骄傲了。
I said he should come to me.
我想哦，应该他来找我。
It's costly even in such a small way.
就是这样的一件小事，我们都能看到要付很大的代价。
To give up our pride.
我们要付代价来放弃我们的骄傲。
But as a priest.
但是作为一个祭司。
How can I say?
我怎么能说
？He should come to me.
哦，他应该找我。
I'm a holy priest.
我是一个圣洁的祭司。
But he should come to me.
所以他应该来找我。
I am not going to him.
我是不会去找他的。
Does that make sense?
这个大家看有道理吗
？No.
没有道理的。
So here we are this morning.
所以今天我们来到这里。
And I am telling you that as children of God.We are something special.
我想告诉大家，作为神的儿女，我们有一些特殊的、特别的。
I see you didn't translate this. Are you okay with it?
Fine.
Or you did? Oh no.
I think I did.
You're going to do it. Oh, there it is.
That is so complicated.
Oh yes. So this is a very complicated piece to translate.
这个是很难这个翻译的。
So you can all be his judges this morning.
所以你们都可以作为一个判官来看看我这翻译对不对。
But because you are priests.
但是因为你们是祭司。
Holy priests.
是圣洁的祭司。
You will be kind to him, right?
你对我会好一点。
Christian selfhood is not defined in terms of who we are in and of ourselves. It is defined in terms of what God does to us and the relationship he creates with us.And the destiny he appoints for us. God made us who we are so that we could make known who he is. Our identity is for the sake of making known his identity.
我希望他还能
Go for it.
记住他所说的。基督徒的自我不是由我们自己的状况来定义的，而是取决于神为我们所做的，以及他所建立的和我们之间的关系，还有他为我们所指派的归宿。神创造了我们现在的样子，所以我们可以让世界上的人知道他是谁，他又是怎样的。我们的身份就是让他的身份被彰显出来。
Did he do a good job? So, I want us to understand this morning that we have an identity because of what God has done for us.
我想告诉大家是，我们有一个非常不同的重要的身份，这是。从神给我们来的定义。
But he hasn't done this just for our benefit.
他神做这样的身份的定义不是为着我们的好处的缘故。
He's called us to be priests.
他是为着使我们成为他的祭司。
So that we can declare who he is.
所以我们就可以向世人宣布他是什么样的神。
So that we can be agents of reconciliation that are guided by him.
所以我们就可以成为神所领导的成为其他人的这个神的使者，来帮助其他人来和解。
Amen.
Amen.
Are you with me?
你们听着我的吗
？Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Actually, would you stand and we'll pray?
大家请起立，我们一起祷告。
Father,
天父啊
，Who of us could dare to make up something like this?
我们怎么能够理解这样的事情？
Yet this is what you declare us to be.
这是你所来宣告我们要做的。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢天父。
We are humbled before you.
我们在你面前谦卑。
And we give you thanks.
我们给你献上我们的感谢。
Father, it's all that we know how to do.
这天父，我们盼望我们知道该怎么做。
So hear our prayer.
这就是我们的祷告。
Lord, I pray for each person here this morning.
主啊，我今天为在这里的每一个人祷告。
For those who have not believed yet.
对那些还没有相信主的人。
Father, may their ears be open.
天父啊，愿他们的耳朵能够向你
开。And may they step forward today to say, "Yes, I too want to be a part of that family."
他们可以上前一步说，是的，主，我愿意成为他们中间的一员。
And for those of us who already believed,
对那些已经相信主的人。
Father, may there be gladness in our heart.
天父啊，愿你清洁他们的心。
Because of all that you have done for us.
因为你向我们所做的一切。
All that you have done for me.
你向我所做的一切。
So we bless you, Lord.
天父啊，我们感谢你。
And as priests.
作为一个祭司。
We offer up to you the sacrifice of praise.
我们向你献上我们的感谢的。
Here are words of thanksgiving.
这个是感谢的话语。
We offer them in the name of Jesus.
我们向你献上，因我主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.